Using her personal history as a lens into the wider issues of immigration, cultural identity, and individual aspiration, writer Reina Grande is committed to also being a role model for the following generation. The author of the much-lauded autobiographical book The Distance Between Us visited Comstock Middle School, where she introduced 7th and 8th grade students to her story in a pair of packed school assemblies. It's something the former ESL teacher does at dozens of schools each year.
I really like meeting my readers and just to inspire them to continue with their education. And I look out for the next generation of writers to try to encourage them to tell their stories.
As she outlines her tale of a childhood in Mexico, separated at an early age from parents who had migrated north, and then, before her teens, making the arduous and risky trip to California to rejoin them, Grande is alert to the recognition in the eyes of her student listeners.
The experience that I talk about, that I write about, is a very common experience, especially with our Latino communities, where a lot of kids that are coming to school are immigrants themselves or they're children of immigrants. And one of the things I see is the recognition comes from them recognizing themselves in my story or recognizing their parents or their grandparents. And one of the things I hear a lot that makes me really happy to hear is when they tell me my book helped them understand where they come from.
Afterward, three thoughtful 8th grade girls, Naomi, Paloma, and Elizabeth, shared their takeaways from the presentation.
I like how she didn't give up on coming here to the United States. Even though they caught them twice, she didn't give up because she tried and tried until she finally got here. I think that was the most interesting.
Some people who cross the border, they don't really do anything with themselves, but I like how she did something with her life. She wrote a book and made something of it.
I think people come here not only because they want a better life, but also for their children. People should really hear these stories because they really mean a lot.
The Distance Between Us, winner of an American Book Award and other honors, has just been approved for classroom use in Sonoma County, and the Comstock students are about to dig into it. And in a new outreach effort, they will have company in doing so, explains Comstock principal Laura Hendrickson.
We have 50 to 80 parents coming every month to our parent meeting. Most of them are non-English speakers. They speak Spanish. Many of them are immigrants. And we wanted to give them an opportunity to see what their students are learning. The students will be reading the book and the parents will be reading the book. So it just was a perfect marriage. We decided to do this last year, and so we purchased many of the books in Spanish as well as English and launched our first book club with 10 parents this past Tuesday.
While Reina Grande is pleased and gratified that her book is touching so many readers, she has also found personal healing in reopening her past.
It's in the rewriting of it and reliving it that helps me to understand all the things that happened and why that happened. And without all those things, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I feel like even though it was really painful, that's how I got here.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.